Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation from this world. I was listening to the radio this week, and the Catholic priest forgiving same-sex marriages, he's going to have that in the church. You Catholics, you black Catholics, come out of there. Many of you are black Hebrews. Come out of that church. That church is full of lies. When church can say, and I look at the people on a program that I never miss, I rarely miss, and they are going for that too. So that means that I need to change up from watching them. I should not watch a lie being told to the people. You're not supposed to have same-sex marriages, period. That's in the Bible. I now can understand why our Father chose us black folks to his words. We should know the words. And if I get a chance today, I will read to you the Ten Commandments. There are more than just a few commandments that I will say to you because there are more. I want you to read the Bible so that you will know all the things that they are talking about. You will know if they are telling the truth or a lie. And it's in the Bible that tells you that no man and a woman should sleep together. That's wrong. They're telling you something wrong. They have their own Bible. Yeah, I don't know what is going on with my phone. Someone, I don't know if they're calling me or hanging up. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you what I think is the truth. Our Bible says that a man should not sleep with another man as he sleep with a woman. That's one of your Ten Commandments. It's not a Ten Commandments, but it's a commandment. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Be Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. The Sabbath starts in the evening on a Friday evening, and it ends on a Saturday evening. You can find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. They will not tell you all of the commandments. That's why you need to read the Bible so that you can get familiar with it. I will not tell you, sheep, anything that I think is wrong. Excuse me, I'm Belgian. I don't know why I do this all the time when I have a program on. I want you to read it for yourself. You're not supposed to sleep with a man as you would with a woman. You're not supposed to wear the same type of clothing, man or woman. The woman is not supposed to wear that which a man wears, and a man is not to wear a dress a woman wears. I tell you, I read out of King James Version of the Bible. There are many times words that I do not know how to pronunciate. Just like today, I started reading, and there are words that I do not know how to pronunciate. Nonetheless, I will spell them out to you all so that you can pronunciate them for yourself. I want you to know that Sabbath starts a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. I want you to have your P's ready and handy. And the three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. Some of you are technologically savvy, and you may have what is called a notepad or a pad or notebook. You can have those things, and if you know how to operate them. But if you're not me, I'm one that don't care how to operate them. I know that I need to. I really need to start operating, using those. But I do not want to, so I choose not to. I don't want you people to be like this man in Grand Saline, Texas. He burned himself up. I call it white man on fire. He set himself afire because, you know, he was a minister, and the people of the town were not listening to him. I guess he set himself on fire, kill himself, because he knows that the white man is going to have to suffer when this is over with, when our Father comes back. Read Genesis chapter 15. Read all of it. It tells you that we were going to, he told Abram that his seed, I may not say it verbatim the way that it's told, but his seeds would be enslaved for 400 years. Now, this 400 years are up. the according to my history class that I had back in years ago, maybe 30 or 40 some years ago, the Americans brought slaves to the United States, the black men, God's chosen people. He chose us, and they knew what they were doing. They killed a lot of us. Read your history book. I am trying to learn California of the United States, where a lot of black folks used to be, and they owned property. And right now, our father is, he's getting those people off the land. They should leave and leave this country for us. You know how they used to tell us, niggas, go back to Africa? We were never in Africa. We were Israelites. A group of people over there have stolen our name as well as our land. Read it for yourself in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, as well as Revelation 3 and 9, chapter 3 and 9. We were over there. I'm not going to read 2 Kings chapter 4. That's what my blackboard tells me. I have read past that. Where we are in chapter 25, verse 17. That's where I will pick up today. In a few moments, I want you to find 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 17. That's where I will start in a minute or two. And I pray that my Father in heaven will allow me to pronunciate these words the way that they should be pronunciated, as well as allow me to read as well as I should. Chapter 25, verse 17. The heights of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and the chapter upon its base, T-E-R, that's like you put it on top of the base and you put a head or whatever else that you want upon it. You know, just like some of these gargoyles, they have a pillar so that it can hold gargoyle or the flower or the person that they put it on. You know, in the Ten Commandments, the Bible says that we are not to choose those. And in the United States, they have several people, and the children were tearing those statues down, and I didn't understand why, but now I understand there are not supposed to be all those people that they think are great. None is great the Lord, but our Father in heaven. Chapters upon it was brass, and the cubics and the rubber thing work, and the pomegranates upon the chapters around about, and all the brass and black unto those second pillow with weathering works. And the captain of the guards took Sarai, the chief priest, and this spell, S-E-R-A-I-A-H, and Zephaniah, Z-E-P-H-A-N-I-A-H, the second priest, and the third keeper of the door. And out of the city, he took an officer, and he set him over the men of war. And the 5 men of them that were in the kingdoms, in the king's presence in the city, and in the principal scribe of the host, which mustered the people of the land, and 70 of men, the people of the land, were found in the city, and never abandoned. This spell, N-E-B-U-Z-A-N. Excuse me, let me spell it over. N-E-B-U-Z-A-R-A-B-A-N. The captain of the guards took there and brought them to the king Babylon in Rib. La, spell R-I-B-L-A-H. The king of Babylon smote them and slew them at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was gathered away out of their land. And as for the people that remained in the land of Jordan, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, left, Babylon had left, even over them he made Gebaliah, the son of Ahiah, the son of Shaphan, ruler. That's spelled S-H-A-P-H-A-N, ruler. And when all the captains of the armies, they and their men heard that the king of Babylon had made them G-E-B-A-L-I-A-H, governor, and came to G-E-B-A-L-I-A-H to Mizpah. That's spelled M-I-Z-P-A-H, even Ishmael, the son of Nathaniel, and Jonathan, the son of Kara, that's spelled C-A-R-E-A-H, and the son of Tiamat, spelled T-A-N-H-U-M-E-T, the Nephilite, spelled in E-T-O-P-H-A-L-I-P-E, and just like spelled J-A-A-N-A N A H, the son of the Mishrite, M A A C H A T R I T E. They and their men and the Gladonites were to them to put their men and said unto them, fear not to be the servants of the Chaldeans, dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. But it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmaelite, the son of Nathaniel, the son of Elizamah, the seed of the roar, came, and 10 men with him, and smote Goliath, G-E-D-A-L-I-A-H, and he died. And the Jews and the Chaldeans that were with him at Mizpah, that's spelled M-I-Z-P-A-H, and the people, both small and great, and the captains of the armies rose and came to Egypt, and they were afraid of the Chaldeans. And it came to pass in the 7th and 13th year of the captivity of Ken, king of Judah, in the 20th month, and the 7th and 20th day of the month, that evil Mordecai, that's spelled M-A-R-O-D-A-T-H, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, that he lift up his head, Jehoiakim, king of Jerusalem, out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him and set him his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon, and charged the prison and changed the prison garments he had. And he did eat bread continually before him in all the days of his life. And his whereabouts, his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king in daily rate for every day, all the days of his life. Now, that we have read, we have finished reading the book of Kings. Now, we are about to go into the book of Chronicles. And let me just read some of the words that are mentioned here in Chronicles, so that you see, will know what is said about the book of Chronicles. And I will too. The 5 books of the 2 Chronicles cover the same period of Jewish history described in the 2 Samuel through the 2 Kings, but the perspective is different. These books are no more repetitive of the same material, but rather from divine editorial, from the history of God's people, while 2 Samuel and 1 Samuel and 2 Kings gave a political history of Israel and Judah. I wonder if they would say Israel were black. Will they tell a lie too? First and Second Chronicle represents a religious history of David. Dynasty of Judah. The former are written in a prophetic and moral perspective. The book of First Chronicles begins with the royal line of David, and this the spiritual significance of David, righteousness, reign. That's chapter 1. Now let me try to read through chapter 2. The book of 1st and 2nd Chronicles were originally continuous work in Hebrew. I can barely say it. Let me spell it to you. I hope I will spell it correctly. DIBEREHAYYAMIM, meaning the words of counting events of the days, meaning today would be the events of the time. Chronicles was divided in two parts in the 3rd century B.C. Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible. Let me spell it out. The SEPTAGINT. And that time it was given the name PARALJIPOMENON, the 3rd omitted, referring to the omitted in SILANLOUDA were called Pergamum prison. The first book of things omitted, the name Chronicles was from one Libra. He means title. The sense of Chronicles, the whole sacred history. Now, sheep, I will ask you to read that again for yourself. I can barely see it. Now, I was doing poorly. Now, chapter 1, Adam, S-H-E-T-H, Enos, and Canaan, Goliath, and Gerard, Hiscar. I should not pronunciate these names because I don't know how to pronunciate them, and it's difficult for me to spell them out to you, but I am going to try. METHUSEH. Let me start over. METHU S-E-L-A-H, then they match. They spell L-A-M-E-C-H, Noor, Shem, Ham, and Jaber, the sons of Jaber, Gomer, and Magog, and Madah. Yeah, M-A-D-A-I, and Jerubin, Javan, J-A-B-A-N, and Tubal, and Meslak, M-E-S-H-E-C-H, and Tyrus, the son of Gomer, Ash, Sinaz. Let me spell it. R-I-P-H-A-T-H and Togamah. T-O-G-A-M-A-H, the son of Joban. Elisha, that's spelled E-L-I-S-H-A-H. And Tarshish, T-A-R-S-H-I-S-H, Kittim, K-I-T-T-I-M, and Gormaz, D-O-D-A-N-I-M, the sons of Ham, Cush, and Medaim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Sheba, and Havilah, H-A-L-I. Let me spell that again. H-A-V-I-L-A-H. And Septa, S-A-B-T-A. And Rama. Sabbath, S-A-B-B-E-C-H-A, and the sons of Mama, Sheba, and Dedan, and Cush begat Nimrod, and began to be mighty upon the earth. Mizraim. Let me spell that. M-I-Z-R-A-I-M begat Ludim, L-U-D-I-M, and Anamun, that's A-N-A-M-I-M, and Lavanish. That's spelled L-E-H-A-B-I-N and M-A-P-H-A-T-U-H-I-M. Thinking I should not try to pronounce out a all these things and just go down to where I can start reading this book. But I think these names are important. So I will just have to spell them out to you, sheep. And I will ask that you, sheep, in your own time, go back over this book of Chronicles, the first book, because it gives you the names of the children that were had. And since it does give the names, they must be important. And you all should know them. In Pathrum, PATHRUSIMNCALSUHIM, of whom came the Philistines and Capernaum, CAPHTHORIM, and Canaan got Zidon, his firstborn, and Heth. The Jezebite also, Amorites, and Girgashites. Let me spell that for you. Jezebite, Jebusite, and the Amorites, Amorite, and the Gershonites, Girgashite, and the Havites, and the spell Havite, and Arkanite, Arkite, and the Sinite, Sinite, and the Abakites, and the Zemites, and the Hamonites. I need to spell each one of those out to you. R-B-A-D-I-T-E and Z-E-M-A-R-I-T-E and the H-A-M-A-T-H-I-T-E, the sons of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Ephraxit, A-R-P-H-A-Z-A-Z-Z-A-B, and Lud, and Armand, and Hall, and Gather, and Meshah, and Arphaxad, son of Shelah, and Shelah, S-H-E-L-A-H, begat Eber, and Eber was born two sons, the sons of Peleg, because of his days on the earth were divided, and his brother's name was Jokan, J-O-K-T-A-N, and Jokan begat Amadad, A-M-M-O-D-A-B, and C-V-A-R-M-A-B-E-H. And Hordam, that's Hadaram, also begat Uzziah. Now, let me spell those names to you because they are important. H-A-D-A-M. Excuse me, see, let me spell it again. I want to spell it correctly. I cannot pronounce it, but I certainly can spell it. I hope I can spell it. H-A-D-O-R-A-M. Also, U-Z-E-L and D-I-K-L-A-H and Ebal, E-B-A-L and Asmiel, A-B-I-N-E-L and Sheba, S-H-E-B-A, and Oprah, O-P-H-I-R, and H-A-V-I-L-A-H, and Jacob. And all these were the sons of Jokhan, J-O-K-P-A-N. Well, I am going to stop right here in verse 25. It's where I will pick it up. There are several names. I want you all to read those names for yourself. I hope that you will do that. Let's have a closing prayer. Excuse me, Steve. I had to belch again. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for allowing me, even though I could not pronounce all the names, and I have several more names to spell out. I thank you for listening, Father. I know that you could have been doing something else or somewhere else, but you were listening to me, trying to do my best to say the words that you have had your prophets to write. I want to thank you always for keeping Satan, the evil one, from us sheep. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, thank you, Father. And remember, everyone, sheep, James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you on Tuesday. Yay! And I'll come on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. as well as on Fridays at 5. I'm going to ask you, sheep, to purchase this album, High and Lifted Up. Purchase it on iTunes as well as Apple Play. Produced it. He is a graduate from Columbia College out of Chicago. He and his friend are playing on this song. They play very well. Remember, Steve, God loves you, and I love you too, but God loves you more.
Lift up my heart. Jesus.